Hi, welcome back to my podcast. I know I haven't been uploading very frequently or very regularly, but I find that I kind of have to be in the right headspace to record them. And yeah, so I'm kind of just going with that at the moment and, you know, recording them when I feel like, you know, I've thought about something and I have something, you know, to say. So today I'm going to talk a bit about something that's very dear to me, and maybe it would inspire one of you or help somebody, that is meditation. So I came to meditation, God, quite a long time ago. And when I say came to meditation, how do I explain this? So I went to, I go to a weekly class, and I have done for, oh my God, I had a break of about a year and a half or 2 years where I didn't go at all. But then before that, I went for a good 4 years or 6 years, something like that. Anyway, I meditate in a really long time. It doesn't really matter about the details. I just want to talk to you a little bit about it. So I realized that I needed to meditate because I would be quite an anxious person. From a really young age, I had signs of anxiety and anxiety behaviors and things like that. So I always kind of knew there was something not right with myself. I'd be quite a perfectionist, quite high strung, a very sensitive person, and I guess I just realized that I did a bit of research and found out a bit about meditation and thought, oh hey, I'm just going to give this a whirl. So I went to a local mindfulness class, and I did the MBSR course, which is mindfulness stress reduction a course that you can do, and I'd really, really recommend it, but also make sure that whoever is going to do the mindfulness course is actually qualified and certified in mindfulness meditation. Yes, and that is the meditation, the practice that I'm going to talk about today. I've also tried other ones, which I'm going to get into also. But yeah, I came to meditation quite young. I went down to this class. It was on like every week for, we'll say, 8 weeks, and it was a good 2 hours on a Wednesday evening, and it was pretty intense. And she kind of went through everything about mindfulness and, you know, about paying attention in the present moment and not wanting things to be different and just accepting things as they are. And I, one of my favorite phrases is, you know, throw out the welcome mat for whatever is here. And it's just such a powerful phrase, because so often, or, you know, we try to run away from what's happening. And I've actually had this really recently. I wasn't feeling myself the last couple of weeks, and had a particular thing that I was thinking about, and I was finding it really difficult, but I actually was trying to run from it and not really deal with it, because it was painful, obviously. But it's so interesting the way we will try everything to avoid sitting with the feeling of uncomfortableness, or, you know, avoid, we don't want to feel sad, we just don't want to feel anything negative or any of those feelings. So anyway, I found that meditation class, and then when I finished the course, I really loved it. And I mean, everybody on the course was way older than me, quite a bit older than me. And it's so funny, because when I go down to meditation class now, there's a bit more of a younger crowd, but still more old than young. It's probably just where I'm going, but anyhow, yeah, so I really found that the weekly class was amazing, and it's a class that I still attend. You can actually hear my dog. You can hear her nails. But yeah, basically the class is a mindfulness class, and it's a mindfulness like body scan and some movement. Sometimes it's there's some movement, sometimes it's not. But I found that the practice of this weekly class is just amazing. One, for community, and not that like I go there and know everyone very intimately or deeply, like people just accept you the way you are when you go to that class. It sounds really strange. I don't really know. We know everyone. I'd probably know most people's names, but I don't, you know, we have little brief conversation just before the class starts. And I just love that sense of, you know, if I haven't been for a couple of weeks, there's always like, oh, hi, Aoife. Like, you know, we missed you. Hope you're well. But it's never a prying, like, where have you been? Have you not been well? You know, people in that class are very, I suppose, mindful about, you know, they're just not very into prying, or if you're going to want to say something or if you want to share, I'm sure they're happy to listen. But yeah, I just love that. And I always remember as well, one of the first things that Noreen, our meditation teacher, said when I sat down for my first session was, you can take off the mask here. You don't need to have any masks on in here. This is where you can really be yourself. And that like struck me, like, I was like, oh my God, because all day, you know, we're in work and we have our work hat on. And then, you know, if you're in a relationship or whatever, and then you are a certain way in the relationship. And, you know, it's just very, very interesting when somebody gives you that freedom to take off and just be who you are. And as she says, like, let the emotion come, or let whatever is there be there, and acknowledge it and have it there in your awareness and deal with it, maybe, you know. This is a bit rambly, but, you know, sure, that's what this is. And I've just found meditation just, I can't express how much it's really helped me in my life. And it's been absolutely amazing. So I did the class for many years. I still go to the class every Wednesday, and I absolutely love it. And I love the ritual. I love the routine. I love everything about it. And it's so funny. People always say to me, like, oh my God, like, you're going to the same class and this and that. Like, how does it not get boring? And it's so funny, because every single time I sit in that class, it is never, ever the same. Each time you sit, you come with a different, there's something going on, there's not something going on. It's either peaceful, it's calm. It can be an array of different emotions. It can be happy, sad, confused, angry, upset, like, all of these different things, and you just deal with it in that day, I suppose. Sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes it's just pure peace. Sometimes it's turmoil. It's, you know, you just never know until you sit really what is actually going on. And I've really, really found it so beneficial. And studies actually have shown that mindfulness and meditation have really can change your neural pathways and can form, you know, new habits and can calm your body down. And I mean, it's been proven by John Kabat-Zinn. If you want to look him up, he is the founder of mindfulness meditation. He's an absolute hero. His books are actually awesome as well. But I also want to talk a bit about, so I dipped my toe in, went to the classes for a couple of years, and Noreen, the facilitator, always was like, twice a year she does a retreat day. And I was always a little bit afraid of the retreat day, because it's a full day. It's no talking at all, really. And it's always in kind of a secluded spot. And yeah, I don't know. I was just really nervous about how would I get on, you know, like, meditating for an hour is one thing. Meditating for a day is another quite a different thing, which is why I want to talk to you about it. So I was in a really good place can't remember. But anyway, I decided that I was going to book myself on this mindfulness day. And it was actually out in Howth in, what was it called? Manresa. It's actually out in the Nuns, where the Nuns actually live. They have a beautiful room on the side of a cliff, and you literally feel like you're in Greece. When you look out over the bay, it's the most incredible views, and the gardens are just stunning, and the setting of it is really lovely. And that's something that I found has been, that's really an important thing for me, I just find. But anyway, so I go along and I go out to my first mindfulness day, and it was a spectacularly beautiful day in March 2 years ago, I think. And I drove out and went in, and I had no idea what to expect. I was actually really nervous, and I seen one of the men, quite an older man, I'm going to call him James, who comes to the weekly and to the weekly meditation class. And there was one or two faces that I recognized, but mostly new people at the day. And I said to John, or James, whatever his name is, I said to him when I got there and we were getting settled in the room, and it was this beautiful big conservatory looking out over the bay, and the sun was splitting the trees and it was really lovely. And I said to him, oh, you know, I'm really looking forward to today. And I said, I can't wait. Like, it's just going to be so good and like really relaxing. And, you know, and he looked at me with this kind of shocked, confused face. And I was like, what's the face about? And he said to me, he said, Aoife, you know, this is just like class, you know? And I said, yeah. And he said, yeah, but like, you know, you just kind of don't know what you're going to get. So he said, I don't want to worry you or scare you. But he said, just know, it mightn't be very easy, or it mightn't be an easy task, you know, to sit here for the day. Just have that in your mind. And I was like, okay. I was like, oh my God, you're frightening the crap out of me now. And this man's actually a fireman. And he was saying to me, yeah, like, you don't know what you're going to get. It's kind of like, and the way I actually then, it hit me, I thought to myself, oh shit, this is going to be like opening Pandora's box. But anyway, I was like, oh, well, I'm here now. So anyway, so we get into it, and, you know, this beautiful poetry. She reads out lovely poems, and, you know, it goes into the first meditation. The first sit is like for an hour. She asks everyone at the beginning of the day not to talk and respect other people. And, you know, if you've got a question or anything, you can ask it. But, you know, really refrain from speaking, and, you know, just try and be as present and in your body and aware of the day as you can. So that was amazing. The first part of the morning was like a sit. Then we went outside because the weather was so beautiful, and we did some more. We actually did some mindfulness movement outside, which was just like walking around on this unbelievably spongy grass that was literally like walking on a mattress. It was so weird, but so amazing. And that was really nice. Then we braked for like lunch, but it was so unreal. Like, I literally was crying, I'd say, within the first 20 minutes. And I thought, oh, fuck. What have I done? But it's weird. It's like, sometimes you go to meditation and the tears will flow, and other times there's not at all. For a long time you mightn't cry. It's always just, it's whatever you've suppressed and you've not really felt at the time. You can feel it just like rise up from your stomach right the way up into your throat, and you're like, oh my God, am I going to start crying? And then the tears will come, but you just kind of let them flow, and sure, nobody's minding. So anyway, we did the mindfulness movement, then we braked for lunch, and I went off and I had my lunch outside under the most glorious cherry blossom, I remember, and I sat looking out over the ocean, and oh, realized how much of a tough time I had actually gone through, which is for another podcast, which I will do, but I'm just trying to sort that out in my head. But yeah, I had been through an absolutely horrific couple of years, and this, I suppose, and actually that meditation day was probably the beginning of change for me, and changing those patterns and behaviors, and really finding out who I am myself, who is Aoife, you know, which sounds very fucking deep, but it's true. So so then afterwards, back to the story, afterwards, we finished up on our lunch, and then we went back in, I think we went back inside. What am I saying? She basically said to us, I want you to go off now on a 40-minute walk around the premises here, through the gardens. There was a beautiful, there was a lovely like vegetable patch where they were growing everything, and it was just so unbelievably pleasing to your eyes, this whole place was. So she went off and she asked us to go and explore our senses, you know. So, you know, sight, touch, sound, you know, feel. And it was really sort of, it was amazing to just have some guidance on that and then go off and sort of just explore the basic senses that all day we just take totally for granted that we have them. So amazing that day was. And I remember, oh my God, like at the end of a day like that, like you are completely shattered. Like you're absolutely, well, I found it quite, it's work. Like it's not really relaxing. I would say it's a lot of focus, and it wasn't what I initially thought. So, but yes, it's really worthwhile to do. It's a beautiful thing to do for yourself, and I'd really, really recommend it. But I would definitely try and get in some sort of either weekly, daily, little bit of practice before. I think if you were to go and do a full day as you're beginning, you would probably really struggle, is the word I would use. So then I fast forward a bit, then I moved. I decided, I was like, okay, I'm going to try and broaden my horizons and try some other places for meditation. So I tried the Buddha Center, which is on Talbot Street. It's actually near where I live. So I trotted down there one day at lunchtime. They have a lunchtime sit, and I went down and I was like, oh, this is only 35 minutes. This will be grand. So I went in, and my God, it's a different setup. Like, from my normal routine, the mindfulness class that I go to in Rohini is like a lie down, body scan, you know, guided meditation, very nice, very gentle. And then I went to the Buddha Center, which is like, you're basically training with the big boys. It's, you know, let's put it this way, they don't fuck around. So I went in, and they greeted me really, they're really friendly and really nice. And it's all run on donation. So you can donate money, and they're really, really lovely. And I went in, and it's quite a small room. And I went in, and the guy was like, okay, just get your seat there. Like, so you grab like a cushion or whatever. And in comes a lot of people all from around the offices. Like, it was really, really a busy class, which I was surprised. And next thing, the man comes in who's leading the class. He gongs a bell. And he's like, that's it. This sit will be for 35 minutes. And he gongs the bell. And it's just pure silence. You wouldn't hear a pin drop. And I found that quite hard. And I would be someone who meditates quite regularly, but again, I do prefer more of a guided situation, or I love to meditate to music. I like to, like, it could be classical music, like whatever music, and just kind of switch off or zone out. The silence, I can do, but it is really, really tricky. And I should probably do more of it. But yes, yeah, so that was the Buddha Center on Talbot Street. And then I realized there was another class right next to my studio, and it's called Rigpa. And Rigpa is, again, another meditation place. And I decided, I think that's on a Wednesday or Thursday evening, I decided to fly in after work. And again, the class started and I sat down. And there wasn't actually many people in the class. It was summertime. It was quite warm. And it has the most beautiful, sorry, I'm actually, excuse me, just after having my dinner. It has the most beautiful altar, kind of, with all these like Buddhas and, you know, beautiful things to look at. Like, so anyway, I sit down and the lady gongs the bell, and I'm thinking, this is going to be like the other place, which is silent. And I'm thinking, okay, so you close your eyes, blah, 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 and you get on with your meditation. And again, this class was actually for an hour, so 60 minutes. And the lady, I shut my eyes, and the lady said, who was in charge of the class, in meditation, we do not close our eyes during this practice. We leave our eyes open, just like in life, as we shouldn't close our eyes to like what's going on, basically, is what she meant. But I can't remember the words, because it was really, it blew my mind. I ended up meditating the whole class just on that sentence of what she said. She said, in meditation, we don't close our eyes to problems. We face problems with our eyes open. Oh my God. And I just thought, holy shit, that's such a powerful sentence. And so in this class, you had to meditate with your eyes open, which is incredibly difficult. When you have to meditate with your eyes open, your eyes, they get really tired really fast. You start to lose focus. Like, it's difficult. If anything, I found that the most difficult class I've ever been to. And I think you just have to find what works well for you. But definitely, if you go and meditate in a class environment, there's actually been studies shown that they've monitored everybody's brain while meditating in a room, and everybody gets into a rhythm. You actually all start to breathe at the same heart rate. It's incredible. And you can actually feel it in the room. You can feel the room. The minute everybody comes in, there's kind of hustle and bustle, and, you know, there's that initial settle for a good 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes of people settling. Then you've got another good few minutes of complete stillness. And you just feel there's waves in the class, and you just feel it. It's really, really amazing. I can't tell you enough how much of a great practice it is to meditate. Like, it's taught me so much about myself. It's taught me so much about other people, and having patience, compassion, and just really sort of really shown me who I am. It's a really, really beautiful thing to do, is to give yourself the gift of that. Some of the apps actually that I really like are, the app Calm is really good. You know, you've got great bedtime stories on that. There's like there's just something for everyone on Calm. I think that's such a good app. But yeah, mindfulness and meditation, like, I think, I don't know, man. I think I'm not a meditation snob or whatever. I'm like, do whatever. Like, to some people, moving is meditation, you know? It can be whatever it is to you, whatever it is that makes you take that time out. But I think if you want to, a class really does, or somewhere you go and do it with a group of people, it's really kind of, I don't know, it's upped a level for me, I suppose, and just having that practice in my life. And, you know, I think it's, mindfulness is so good because it teaches you to be so grateful for all the little things, all the little amazing things that we would normally overlook, and it just completely will enrich your life. And it makes you focus, makes you be a much more positive person, much more compassionate person. I really struggled with even self-compassion for such a long time, and I still struggle with it. It's one of those things. I'm quite hard on myself, or, you know, and I find that difficult. So it's a great reminder for me to just be easy with myself and, you know, have that self-care routine and practice in place. And that's part of my self-care, is I have to go to meditation because I find the wheels start to come off for me if I don't regularly practice. And that's just the way it is. And I've just had to accept that, because for a long time I used to find that really hard to accept. And the same with therapy. I go to therapy regularly, and talk therapy for me is, it's actually CBT therapy and a bit of talk therapy thrown in there. But for me, I kept looking at it as kind of a weakness and like, is this ever going to be gone? And now I've realized, no, that's just who I am. It's just the way I'm made up. It's just the way I'm wired. And that's okay. Like, it's all right to be an anxious person. It's all right to, you know, have to, there's people out there that, you know, are diabetic and they need to take insulin, and like, why? I wouldn't give out to them for taking insulin. So like, why the fuck would I deny myself help of talk therapy or whatever that is for you? Like, I am not here to judge anybody. I don't judge anybody. Until you walk in someone's shoes, you cannot judge them. So, you know, that's even if you're on an SSRI or whatever, like, it's just whatever the journey and the road is for you, that's what it is. And just have some self-compassion for yourself. But yeah, I think I've rambled on enough. Basically, the moral of it is, do you. And, you know, I think everybody could benefit from the practice of meditation. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this one. It's just, again, another one a little bit rambly and just something I was thinking of, and definitely have a couple more podcasts coming up, and I have them in my mind ready to roll. So if you want to reach out, I'm on Instagram at Hair Fairy Dublin. And my email is ahairfairydublin@gmail.com, and my website is hairfairy.ie. So whatever you're up to, have a lovely day, a lovely evening, a lovely morning, whatever it is, and I will see you in my next podcast. Mwah.